KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy and 50 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high around 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. In local news, Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Assistant Director Seth Stashelm Monday said that work was continuing on renovations for the Kitty Corral shelter at Sunnyside Park. Stashelm said so far this spring, grass seed has been placed on the ground and brick has been ordered from Sioux City Brick for placement around the roof support columns.
What's still left to do is we do plan on putting the water fountain there. If you've been by the shop, we did get the water fountain in. So we've kind of designated a spot for the drinking fountain. So we'll try to get that in place, and then we'll work on the fire pit as well to come up with a plan for that, and we hopefully will have it open in mid-May.
The Atlantic Kiwanis will come out before then and help to clean up the playground equipment. Some of the toys there are also being replaced. Until then, that area will be cordoned off. Reservations will not be accepted for use of the shelter until the end of May. Stashelm said also that work on the east shelter renovation at Sunnyside Park is their next objective. The roof, he said, needs to be replaced and the skirting is twisted, something that's out of the scope of his and Parks Director Roger Herring's area of expertise. And to that end, they contracted with Iron Specialties for the installation of a new red tin roof.
They gave us a bid to replace that roof. In their bid, it's a whole new, they will take it up all apart, take off those beams completely, so it's including all the rivets and all the screws in the existing roof, all that labor involved with that, and then putting on a new tin roof that's the same red as Kitty Corral. We've got the bid for $7,700 to do all that.
A separate contractor locally will handle painting of the columns and rafters for a total project price of just under $12,000, which had been budgeted for using the local option sales tax funds. The Parks and Rec Board approved the contracts for work on the Kitty Corral. Other activities taking place at Parks and Atlantic includes the grading of land near the dog park at the Schulberg Recreation Area. That land will be used for a one-way entry exit, 20-stall parking space for the dog park. Currently, there are flags in place marking where the grading will take place by a tiling company.
The layout of it will be, if you go out and observe the flags, when you come around the curve and come just past the compost pile or the yard waste entrance there, that will be the entrance. And then there will be an exit at the far end. So it's going to be a one-way. And we'd like to have diagonal parking, and we're going to put signage there to have it diagonal parking, not parallel parking.
That's Parks Director Roger Herring. And the East Nishnabotna River boat ramp near the wastewater treatment plant is almost finished. Roger Herring said they need to remove piles of riprap and dirt for the building of a berm. The drive, the earthen berm that is, will be covered with grass cloth and river rock to dress it up. A drive will pass by the waterworks berm at a parking area near the upper end of the boat ramp. In other business, Herring and Stashelm are awaiting Wednesday morning's meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors to determine if their request for $40,000 in support of a Vision Iowa CAT grant application will be approved. If it isn't, or if the amount requested is less than received, Herring said that would have a big impact on the application.
Depending on what they approve, whether they approve anything, whether they approve half or full, you know, we'll have to adjust accordingly and plan from there. Because if we aren't fortunate enough to get $40,000 from them, we're going to have to go back to the drawing board and look at making some revisions in what our request and what our thinking is as far as what we can afford to do.
The Atlantic City Council has committed $100,000 in support of the $360,000 grant request for improvements to the Schulberg Rec Area campground site, and there is $40,000 for in-kind services that have been pledged. The grant requires a 50% local match, including 25% for in-kind services, or $180,000 altogether. Deputies in Cass County made several arrests over the past week. Officials said yesterday that on last Wednesday, 32-year-old Jacob Michael Leary of Atlantic was arrested on four warrants for failure to appear and a district court warrant for a probation violation. Leary was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held on $88,000 bond. Last Thursday, 32-year-old Matthew Wayne Ekternock of Atlantic turned himself into the Cass County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for possession of marijuana second offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Ekternock was booked into the Cass County Jail and later released on $2,000 bond. Also arrested last Thursday was 54-year-old Brian Eugene Farnkrug of Griswold, who was charged with domestic abuse. Farnkrug was taken to the Cass County Jail and released Friday on $1,000 bond. Last Saturday, Cass County deputies arrested 46-year-old Timothy A. Newton of Lamoni on a Clark County warrant for OWI third offense and driving while revoked. He was later released on $5,000 bond. And 68-year-old Ronnie Lloyd Erickson of Cumberland was arrested Saturday on possession of marijuana, 54 grams, sponsoring a gathering, prohibited acts, possession of cannabis oil, first offense, and possession of methamphetamine. Erickson was taken to the Cass County Jail and released Sunday on $12,000 bond. And on Sunday, Cass County deputies arrested 54-year-old David Allen Crum of Atlantic on two charges of possession of controlled substance, third offense. Both are felonies. Crum was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was later released on $10,000 bond. Police in Creston report three people have been arrested on drug charges. Early this morning, 25-year-old Matthew Thomas of Creston was arrested on possession of a controlled substance charge. Monday evening, 20-year-olds Shandy Brown and Kenneth Killian, both of Creston, were arrested at their residence for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. All three suspects were later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond each. And a Creston woman was arrested Monday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. 44-year-old Paula Scheimer was taken into custody on an Adams County warrant for contempt of court. She was later released on $500 bond. Police in Red Oak, assisted by deputies in Montgomery County, arrested a woman Monday on a charge of aggravated assault while displaying a weapon following an incident at a residence in Red Oak. Authorities say 19-year-old Cara Bell Hale of Red Oak was taken into custody without incident at around noon after allegedly attempting to assault a man with a knife. Hale was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 cash bond. No injuries were reported. Deputies in Cass County responded to a two-vehicle accident Friday afternoon in Lewis. The sheriff's office said vehicles driven by 55-year-old William Layton and 64-year-old Edna Smith, both of Lewis, collided at the intersection of Minnesota and First Streets at around 2:30 p.m. There were no injuries reported. The accident happened as a pickup driven by Layton was southbound on First Street when it was hit by Smith's northbound 2011 Kia Optima as she was attempting to make a left turn onto Minnesota Street. Damage from the collision amounted to $4,000. Mills County Sheriff's Office said one person was injured during an accident Friday evening southeast of Glenwood. Officials said Annette Harris, a passenger in a car that was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital by Glenwood Rescue following the collision that happened around 6:10 p.m. Friday at the intersection of Highway 34 and Kidd Road. The accident happened when a 2003 Mazda driven by Michael Brauch of Glenwood attempted to cross Highway 34 from northbound Kidd Road and failed to yield to the Ford, which was traveling west on Highway 34. The vehicles collided, causing the Mazda to spin around and stop on the shoulder. The Ford, driven by John Harris of Red Oak, rolled onto its top and landed back on its wheels in a ditch. Brauch was cited by deputies for failure to yield. And no serious injuries were reported following an accident that happened around 6 p.m. Sunday near 180th and Ingram Avenue in Mills County. Authorities say William Tattersall of Glenwood was attempting to do a burnout when his 1978 Ford went out of control and entered the East Ditch, where it hit an embankment and then rolled onto its top. Tattersall and his passenger suffered minor injuries and were transported, or rather did not require transport, to the hospital. Tattersall was cited for careless driving and failure to maintain control. Mills County Sheriff's Office reported also three arrests. On Sunday, deputies arrested 20-year-old Maxwell Douglas Manley of Glenwood for driving under suspension. His bond was set at $300. And on Saturday, 25-year-old Callie Vivian Mace of Emerson was arrested for disorderly conduct. 23-year-old Brianna Surratt of Creston was arrested for driving under suspension and possession of drug paraphernalia. The women were being held in the Mills County Jail on bond amounting to $300 and $600, respectively. News was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.